Penguin Random House Audio presents The Shape of Bones by Daniel Galera, translated by Allison Entrekin. Read for you by Charlie Anson.
I would walk to school and actually have crane shots worked out in my mind where the crane would be pulling up and looking down at me as a tiny object in the street walking to school. Nicolas Cage. The Urban Cyclist. No terrain is impossible for the urban cyclist. His powerful legs drive the pedals down in alternation, right, left, calculating the degree of incline by the strength required of his thigh and calf muscles for each complete revolution of the front sprocket. The soles of his feet and palms of his hands read each vibration transferred from the tires to the handlebars and frame, making micro-adjustments to his direction and balance at a speed faster than thought. The initial uphill stretch when he first leaves the house is short and serves to lubricate his joints and warm up his muscles. He quickly reaches Reservation Street. Its sloping cobbled lanes are separated by a grassy central reservation. 5 blocks to the strip. Knowing every inch of the way like the back of his hand doesn't make the challenge any less dangerous for the urban cyclist. From 1 week to the next, so much can change. A resident might decide to have a new driveway put in so they can park their car in the garage more comfortably, and may have to deposit mounds of sand, gravel, and cement in the middle of the pavement, an example of the kind of mutant obstacle for which the true urban cyclist must be prepared. There are dogs that shoot out like rockets from behind walls to try to snaffle a bit of their favorite food, an unwary cyclist's shin. Even trees, an apparently peaceful and inoffensive element of the natural world, from 1 week to the next...